with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With Texas Governor Greg Abbott by his side, former President Trump has paid a visit to the border town of Eagle Pass, overwhelmed by a flood of illegal immigrants and deadly drugs. Governor Abbott laid it on the line.
Not a week goes by without an American either losing their life, being raped or assaulted by somebody that Biden has allowed in our country illegally. The fact of the matter is, because of Joe Biden's policies and the more than 8 million people who have crossed the border, the United States of America is being invaded.
President Biden yesterday stopped in Brownsville, Texas. The situation there far less severe, thanks to state efforts to secure the border. A police officer and a court worker fatally shot while trying to serve an eviction notice at a home in Independence, Missouri. Also at SRNNews.com, they're laying Alexei Navalny to rest in Moscow. The Putin foe recently died in a Russian penal colony. Authorities refused to release his body to his widow for more than a week. And former Navalny chief of staff Leonard Volkov says the Kremlin has even tried to thwart the funeral plans.
We are having difficulties getting hold of everything. There is no venue for the farewell ceremony. There is no transport for the body. And we are afraid that problems may arise also with the church. There is a police all around and they are building some reinforcements. So I'm afraid that surprises are to be expected.
Volkov on the BBC. A phone-in threat prompted a two-hour lockdown of the Maryland State House in Annapolis late yesterday afternoon. Turned out to be unfounded, though. The all-clear sounded around 7 p.m. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 51 points. NASDAQ futures off 7. This is SRN News. Evangelicals want action on immigration.
According to a new survey by Lifeway Research, the surge in illegal border crossings during the Biden administration is worrying evangelical Christians. 80% want Congress to take action to stop the flow. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, the urgency continues to grow for Congress to act this year to improve laws around immigration. The poll also finds that evangelicals are concerned for the welfare of illegal aliens and want to share the gospel with them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch continues to see depressed sales here in the United States due to a decline in demand for Bud Light. The company sparked a spontaneous boycott of the beer in 2023 after it decided to partner with a transgender influencer. Anheuser-Busch reports that U.S. revenue declined 9.5% for the year, 17% in the fourth quarter, primarily due to the volume decline of Bud Light. This is SRN News. Some high-income Americans can expect to hear from the tax man.
It starts with non-compliance letters this week to more than 25,000 millionaires and 100,000 people who earn $400,000 a year and upward. The Treasury Department says they won't increase audit rates for anyone making under $400,000. But there's funding from the Inflation Reduction Act to make sure delinquent millionaires pay their fair share. Earlier this year, the IRS announced it already collected roughly $500 million in overdue taxes from millionaires who were delinquent. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Another one of those stopgap spending bills has cleared Congress, now on its way to President Biden's desk for his signature. It is the fourth such short-term money bill of this session, and some lawmakers are vowing it will be the last one. More details at SRNNews.com.